TV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, wait and go.
Good morning. In the headlines, human trafficking and migrant smuggling sensitization campaign in Cameroon takes a huge leap forward today with the unveiling of awareness-raising posters at the Douala International Airport by Social Affairs Minister Pauline Irene Guinée. Out of the country, U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump names J.D. Vance as his running mate and vice president at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. An unveiling ceremony for awareness-raising posters on human trafficking and migrant smuggling is billed for midday today at the Douala International Airport under the aegis of the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinée. The event, organized with the support of the International Organization for Migration, IOM, falls in line with constant actions taken by government to combat human trafficking and migrant smuggling through sensitization campaigns. The Douala event comes after a similar one organized on the 18th of March 2024 at the Yaoundé Simelane International Airport. The activities come ahead of the observance of World Day Against Trafficking in Persons on the 30th of July 2024 under the theme Leave No Child Behind in the Fight Against Human Trafficking. In the following write-up, editorialist Kelvin Bunda describes the precarity of especially human bone trafficking in some parts of the country.
Trafficking in human bones has been on the rise in Cameroon within the last decade, judging from media reports. Intriguingly, the penal code punishes culprits with prison terms ranging from 3 months to 5 years and fines that range between 10,000 CFA francs and 100,000 CFA francs. But hardly does a month go by without traffickers being arrested by the forces of law and order in both urban and rural areas in the country. Come to think of it, the perpetrators of the gruesome act are generally young people aged 20 to 40 years, motivated by the get-rich-quick syndrome. Those arrested in Fumbot in the West region of late said the two human skeletons in their possession were destined for a client who had to give them 50 million CFA francs. Similar stories have been told by those arrested in Goura in the East region, Babisi in the Northwest region, Ngaoundéré in the Adamawa region, Douala in the littoral region, and others. In the face of the resurgence of the disturbing phenomenon, the Cameroon government, through the competent services, has over the years provided specialized training to security forces and law enforcement officials to equip them to easily track down and then prosecute those implicated in the desecration of graves and trafficking of human bones. That notwithstanding, traffickers and their accomplices develop new strategies daily on how best they can dribble the vigilance of security forces. Some have gone the extra mile of kidnapping, drugging, and killing close family members to get their bones.
An inferno occurred late last evening at the Yaoundé branch of a brewery firm called Sofavin. Videos uploaded online by some inhabitants of the Nsam neighborhood showed most buildings of the brewery being engulfed in uncontrolled flames. We will be bringing you details of this incident in our upcoming news editions. The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development will this Tuesday hold talks with the Director General of the International Gabonese and French Bank, better known by its acronym as BGFE. This will be during an audience Minister Alamin Usman May will grant Mr. Abakal Mahamat in his cabinet at 8:30 a.m. in Yaoundé. The 15th ICT Conference for Africa takes place at the Yaoundé Morphe Hotel under the theme Digital Transformation, Current Trends and Future Prospects. The event to begin at 9:30 a.m. will permit ICT experts coming from across Africa to examine the prevailing situation of the digitization process in Cameroon and beyond. The president of the organizing committee of the Arts and Traditional Festival of the Sao Kotoko People First Start 2024, Umar Ali, will be given an audience by the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidun Party, in Yaoundé today. This will be at the Conviviality Hall of the Ministry of Arts and Culture from 2:30 p.m. The Minister of Transport has extended the suspension of Tresor Travel Agency for violating a previous sanction for their complicity with Tresor Travel Agency. The Princess Voyage Travel Agency has also been slammed a 7-day suspension. The sanctions come within a context of an alarming rise in the number of road accidents in Cameroon, with security reports indicating that over 3,000 cases of car crashes have been recorded since the beginning of 2024. In the meantime, the rising cases of car accidents on the country's major highways was a major issue of concern at the recent first biannual conference of regional governors. In the following excerpt of the speech of the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Etekanji, on that occasion, he urges road users to be more responsible while urging government officials in charge of road transport to take draconian measures to reverse the trend. Take a listen.
It should be stated that these accidents have been caused by reckless driving. This issue will be examined together with the Minister of Transport, the police and the National Gendarmerie. On the other hand, motorbike riders have become a major concern, though we have responsible ones and organized trade unions that comply with administrative obligations, such as having driving licenses, number plates and identification jackets. Whereas we have reported cases of recalcitrant bike riders who have refused to abide by laws and regulations. Among these categories, some of them have been arrested by the force of law and order for aggravated theft, assaults, highway robbery, stabbing of customers, and kidnapping for ransom. Administrative authorities have been instructed to put order in the motorbike sector.
Now in news out of Cameroon, the former U.S. President Donald Trump has named J.D. Vance to be his running mate and vice president if he wins the U.S. presidential elections. This was during the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this Monday. The event came 2 days after Mr. Trump survived an assassination attempt. Vance, the senator of Ohio, was once a Trump critic, but he has since become one of the candidate's most trusted defenders on Capitol Hill and in the media. Mr. Trump also enjoyed a big legal win earlier yesterday after a judge in Florida threw out the classified documents case against him. Now in sports, the six athletes to represent Cameroon in the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris that will start in under 10 days continue to fine-tune their skills in the French capital. Ahead of the event, Harris Nashu presents Cameroon's Olympic team in this report.
Athletics, judo, table tennis and swimming are the disciplines that the six Cameroonian athletes to take part in the 2024 Olympic Games will compete in. Emmanuel Esseme and Linda Angunu are involved in athletics. 100 meters gold medalist in the 2024 African Games in Accra, Ghana, 2023 Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey, and Francophonie Games in Kinshasa. Emmanuel Esseme is one of the flag bearers of Team Cameroon. His teammate in athletics, Linda Angunu, won bronze medal in the just-ended African Athletic Championship in Douala, bronze in the African Games in Accra, Ghana, and the Islamic Solidarity Games in Konya, Turkey. 2010 Africa Table Tennis champion Sarah Hanfu is the most experienced athlete in Team Cameroon. The 37-year-old will be making her third Olympic Games appearance in Paris this July after competing in the 2012 edition in London, England, and 2021 in Tokyo, Japan. 34-year-old judoka Richelle Anita Sopimbela is another flag bearer of Team Cameroon. Sopimbela is African champion in the less than 78 kilogram category. 21-year-old Mabela Ngwelo and 17-year-old Sejo Ngiche are invited to represent Cameroon in swimming. It will be the first Olympic appearance for the two swimmers trained in Douala.
And it's on our sports page that we conclude this edition of the news. Thanks for listening.
6:40 prompt. Thank you very much.